In keeping with the tenant theme of today's program, here's a security deposit quiz from real estate educational guru Dwayne Gohmert, past guest on the program. Let's see how well you do. Number one, on a furnished unit with no exceptions today, the maximum security deposit is 1 month. 1 month. It used to be, I don't even want to guess. I thought it was, I'm going to guess. I thought it was, could be 3 months. I think at one time it was 3 months. Okay. Number two, security deposits must be kept in a trust fund account. True or false? That's more for a real estate agent taking a test. That's false. You don't have to keep a security deposit in a trust fund account. Well, that's good to know, I guess. Number three, security deposits after legitimate deductions must be returned within how many days? How many days? 180? No, 21 days. That seems fair. Number four, a single individual who owns blank or fewer residential rental properties may qualify for an exception of allowing a 2 month security deposit. So the new rule is you can only take a security deposit of 1 month. 1 month. And also on a furnished unit, there's no exception. So this question doesn't apply to furnished units. Single individual who owns blank or fewer residential rental properties may qualify for the exception allowing a 2 month security deposit versus allowing only 1 month. And the answer is two. If a single individual owns two or fewer rental units, you may qualify for an exception allowing a 2 month security deposit. I don't know why it says you're allowed. It doesn't say you're allowed. You may be allowed. I don't know why they don't count furnished. If you own two furnished units, you can't. It seems like they would be more willing to allow a higher deposit with a furnished unit because you can get a high-end furnished unit. I used to manage one, and it could be dicey. Maybe it was the furnished unit where you can get first and last month's rent and a 1 month security deposit, or you can get first month's rent and a 2 month security deposit. I'm going to go out on a ledge, and I thought you could get 3 months rent on a furnished unit. I don't think my landlord's ever asked that. Although one tenant, quality tenant, he took an indoor piece of furniture, a little stand, and he decided to use it outside on the patio, which was loaded with furniture. Bizarre. And of course, everything they bought was extraordinarily expensive. But of course, the landlord didn't want to bother charging him anything. She was too kind. Donna, miss her. Where are we? Number four. Number five, when a tenant moves out, I feel like I'm David Letterman with his top 10 list. There are 10. Number five, when a tenant moves out, cost to repair damages can be deducted. But not costs for what? Champagne, caviar, or ordinary wear and tear? That is the correct answer. Cost to repair damages can be deducted, but not costs for wear and tear. Number six, receipts must be furnished to deduct damages if they exceed what amount? $125. So if you're a tenant and you receive a list of things that cost $124 to repair, you can't get a receipt. Number seven, security deposit quiz. Thank you, David Letterman. A tenant requests, although he did it in reverse, I'm doing it in order. A tenant requests an inspection and listing of damages. The inspection must be held blank number of days before move out. Now, I like the idea for a tenant to request an inspection as opposed to moving out and then they get this big laundry list and they're not there anymore. So a tenant has the right to ask for an inspection and a list of damages. The inspection must be held blank number of days before move out. And the answer surprises me. It's 20 days. It must be held 20 days before the move out. I would think, but then what happens between the day of 20 days and the day you move out? That's a long time. A lot can happen. Why wouldn't a tenant want the landlord to come within a 5 days before move out? Like, hey, I'm all ready. I'm paying, I don't know. There might be an answer. I'll have to ask Dwayne Gomer for that explanation. I mean, you want to protect the tenant and you want to have the ability to know what's going on. If the tenant wants it 20 days in advance, I guess, but I don't know. I don't understand the thought of that. Number eight, if an owner acts in bad faith, a court could allow a penalty of up to blank times the deposit. If he acts in bad faith, maybe he's not returning the deposit properly or not documenting things properly. What the court can allow a penalty of up to what? Two times the deposit. If that happens, I bet the owner is glad that the security deposit is no longer 2 months' rent or 2 months. Now it's only 1 month. Number nine, if the work can't be finished in 21 days, the owner must give a good faith estimate. So you got to have it finished and deposit return in 21 days. And finally, California security deposit laws are found in what civil code? It's 1950.5. I don't know, who cares. So you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, and that's because I looked at the clock. I was a minute minute fast. I thought we had to end. As promised, there's two listings under $1 million that's been on the market. One on El Sueño Road, one on Nectarine. And the one on El Sueño Road listed for $899,000 and after 13 days reduced it to $798,000. And it's been on the market 33 days now. And it's a 416 square foot house, but it's on a 13,000 square foot parcel. It's a little long and narrow. I haven't seen it, but I should. It might be neat. We'll tell you about Nectarine next week. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.